Work is continuing by the National Parks and Wildlife Service to establish the origins of an Asian hornet found in Cork. It warned that the insect poses a significant threat to biodiversity in Ireland, as even a single nest can devastate honeybee populations. It's only the second time ever that an Asian hornet has been confirmed to be on these shores, the other being in 2021. Well, Colette O'Connell, PRO of the Irish Beekeepers Association, joins us now. Colette, good morning.
Good morning, Ashley, and thank you so much for giving us a chance to spread the word and increase public awareness about this formidable insect.
You have seen this Asian hornet. What exactly does it look like? Would you know it wasn't a wasp?
Oh, definitely so. It's a very, very beautiful insect. It's much larger than our native wasps. It's dark black on its thorax, and it has a very bright yellow face, significantly bright yellow. The fourth segment on its abdomen is a very bright yellow, mustard yellow, and it also has the bottom two-thirds of its legs are, again, a very bright yellow. And when it flies, if a beekeeper sees it, hovering or hawking in front of its hive, his hives or her hives, it actually, the legs are splayed. So it's like it has a yellow halo around it.
And
we call that hawking in front of hives.
How was it caught and who found it?
Well, first of all, the National Parks and Wildlife Services were alerted when a member of the public spotted this insect. We don't know if it's the same insect that was caught, and took photographs and did what we want people to do, is take a photograph and report it to invasives.ie. That kicked into play the National Parks and Wildlife Services and National Biodiversity Data Centre Ireland getting in touch with the recorder, and they confirmed from the very good photographs they had taken that it was indeed an Asian hornet. Subsequently, they put up traps around the area, and a hornet was found in one of these traps on Tuesday evening.
And how do we know, or do we know, if there are many others in Ireland?
Well, this is the whole point of having the traps in the area. There's lots of traps on site, and there's a circumference of traps in the around the area as well. So we also know that there's a beekeeper with hives in the area, and we're making contact with them because we know that the preferred food of Asian hornets is our honeybees.
Yeah,
we know that from the University of Exeter.
You so, mentioned look, I mean, beekeepers there. How concerned are they that this will impact honeybee populations?
Yeah. We're very, very concerned because this insect is a carnivore. It's an apex predator. It will wreak havoc. It has in, like we know from the Atlantic Positive research that it, and we've seen it as well, it has wreaked havoc in Europe. They did a survey in 2020 of 400 beekeepers in France, Spain and Portugal, and they found that just under 8 million was spent by them just to protect their honeybees. It didn't actually stop the hornet wreaking havoc, and it didn't take into account the huge number of beekeepers in desperation who gave up beekeeping, having seen what the insect did.
Beekeepers will be concerned. What will happen now? It's due to be examined at the National Museum, is that right?
That's right. So they'll confirm whether it's a worker or it's a queen that has come in. These insects are very, very good at piggybacking on human transport. So we'd ask truck drivers, people away, coming back on ferries, ferry workers, people working in ports, just to be alert, familiarise yourself with what the insect looks like. And if you suspect anything that might possibly be an Asian hornet, please take a photograph and send it to invasives.ie.
Okay.
And we will know from the photograph. But look, we don't want people to panic either, because there's a lot of good pollinators out there. Somebody sent me a photograph of what they thought was an Asian hornet, and it was actually a wood wasp, and they had killed it because they thought maybe it had been. So we don't want members of the public to do that.
Okay.
Now, the other thing is
Colette
this insect,
O'Connell, PRO of the Irish Beekeepers Association, thank you so much for joining us on Morning Ireland. It's just after 8:30. Karen Carthy is back now with the news headlines.